Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 301 for Thursday, March 10th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were mostly higher Thursday morning, seeing a correction after yesterday's losses. Canola was up by $1 to $5, the May contract up $5.50 now at $460.20 per ton. The most active nearby months were posting the biggest gains, with a softer tone in the Canadian dollar behind some of the early commercial buying interest. The need to keep some weather premiums in the market ahead of spring seeding provided further support, especially as dryness concerns start to mount in some areas of the prairies. However, slight declines in Chicago soy oil did put some pressure on canola to start the day. Ongoing concerns over declining demand from China, bearish technical signals as the futures are testing nearby resistance, and the advancing South American soybean harvest were also overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are mostly higher. Soybeans up 1 to 2 cents. The May contract up 2 at $8.87 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 475,000 tons were at the low end of trade guesses, and that did temper the upside potential. Soy meal sales were also disappointing, hitting their second lowest levels of the marketing year. However, soy oil sales were the best in 2 months, and that did provide some support. Chart-based buying contributed to the gains in beans. For corn, prices were up 1 to 2 cents, the May contract up 2 at $3.62 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn exports at nearly 1.2 million tons were at the high end of trade expectations and the second best of the year to date. However, losses in crude oil did temper the upside in corn, and the corn market is holding well within its narrow trading range. Wheat prices, they're up 3 to 4 cents, the May contract in Chicago up 4 at $4.72 per bushel. Speculative short covering was a supportive feature, while weather concerns in some winter wheat growing regions of the world were also supportive. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 330,000 tons were middle of the road, providing little direction. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, March 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.